What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I have the supreme pleasure of talking to Margaret Cho and Rocco Stowe today. Good morning. Thank you guys for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
We know it's really early.
Good morning.
For your schedule.
It's crazy. No, it's fine, actually.
All right. Well, I have to say I'm a little bit starstruck, Margaret. I've been following you for a very long time.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're thrilled to have you here today.
I'm excited, too. That's wonderful.
We're also really excited to have you at Comedy Works in Denver this weekend.
Yeah, it's great. It's always so fun to be back here and... I love it. And so it's fun. And Rocco's here this time. So this will be great.
Yeah. So how do you guys work together? Tell me all about
it. Well, he opens. He's the opening act for the show. And then he does comedy. And then I'll do comedy.
So comedy with more comedy.
Comedy. And then more comedy.
Keeping it consistent.
Yeah.
That's it. How's it been? You're on tour right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. I had a little break over the summer, kind of doing some other things. And then now getting back out on the road, and we've been on this tour for actually quite a long time, going through Asia and coming back and going through Europe, and so it's great to be back in the United States.
Awesome. We're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Rocco, how's it been touring with Margaret?
Fantastic. She's the best. That's all I gotta say. She's the best. Everything's just nice, and she takes care of me. She takes good care of me.
Well, that's good. That's good. We're glad to hear it.
Yep.
So a lot of times I'll talk to comedians and they'll say, you know, I don't like to touch political stuff. I don't get involved. That's kind of the opposite of your whole philosophy.
Well, there's a lot to get involved in. I mean, you know, it's a crazy time and it's very interesting. And I think it's cool because what's happening right now is that we have a lot of feminism, a lot of resistance, a lot of real strength. And I think that's really empowering.
Do you get political much in your stuff, Rocco?
No, I leave it to her.
Okay.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
Does it so well.
Yeah, I mean, she's handling it. I come with just a regular spin on things, just basically about my life, my family, and then I leave all the political stuff to her.
So tell me about your life and your family.
I'm from South Philly. I'm an Italian American. You know, I love to cook. I do yoga and I talk about all that stuff. Yeah.
All right.
I was just recently teaching yoga to homeless guys.
On purpose or like willingly for them?
I was doing it with my priest for like a charity thing. Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
But I had to change up all the moves. Like I had to turn like Warrior II into, hey, can I get a dollar? You know? But it was great to get them moving around and stuff.
Well, that's very cool. Charitable. Yeah. Love it. Margaret, how have you seen comedy change since you got started, which was a while ago?
It's very interesting now because there's so many different ways to be a comic, you know, whether it's stand-up comedy or being on YouTube or being on social media, or there's so many different kind of identities and different ways. I mean, I come from the world of nightclub comedy, which I love. I love stand-up comedy. I love clubs. I love this lifestyle. And so that's really fun. And I learned from people like Joan Rivers and amazing comics who helped me out in the beginning, even people as diverse as somebody that, you know, like Wanda Sykes or Jerry Seinfeld. These are all people that I really adore and learn from. So it's great to still be doing it.
I think it's really incredible how diverse you make your portfolio, because your website has got, you know, it's got videos, it's got your blog, it's got so much on there. Do you find you change the way in which you deliver what you have to say based on the medium?
I think so. I think that there's all sorts of different ways. And you know, I work as a musician sometimes as a filmmaker, sometimes just as a comic, sometimes as like a talking head and even like a fashion critic. You know, it's all really fun.
It's great. I mean, I had a really fun time browsing through your stuff.
Yeah.
I do have to talk briefly about my favorite role of yours, which was as Kim Jong-il on 30 Rock.
Uh-huh.
I felt like I died when I watched that episode.
Oh, thank you.
It's just so great.
We had some fun with that. I don't know. Yeah, that's a challenge playing men. Actually, it's easier to turn me into Kim Jong-il than it is to turn me into me. Like, I'm like... I have no makeup on when I play either Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un. I actually have makeup on when I'm not them. So it's easier for me to be them.
It's easier for you to be a Korean dictator.
Yeah, right? Easy. Way easy.
No big deal. So what can we look forward to at both of your shows?
It's
going to
be fun. It's going to be good. I think it's always fun to come here. This is always like, I've come here for so many different marijuana-related events. I was here for this show called Super Into, where they were making my own strains at these grow houses here. And the people that I was working with, they were all also like getting stoned too, and they couldn't handle it. I was the only one still standing at the end of the shoot because everybody was like so blown away by the strength of the marijuana here. So this will be a new experience because I'm not smoking weed anymore. So I've never experienced Denver in this way.
All right, cool. We're looking forward to it.
I'm terrible on weed. Last time I smoked weed, there's nothing worse than a high Guido. You know, I thought Febreze was a month, like Novembries, Decembries, Januaries, Febreze, March.
Nice. Yeah, I don't smoke a lot of weed just because I eat for 20 minutes and then fall asleep. That's it.
Yeah, well, that's what it does. That's what it's supposed to do.
But you get those total like weed aficionados who are like, no, yeah, this is a really active strain.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I get paranoid every time. They're like, you gotta try a different strain. I'm like, this is my 14th strain. Yeah, which one's not gonna make you paranoid?
It's just a reaction. I'm always convinced that everyone hates me and is talking about me.
Yeah.
But I'm too busy eating.
That's what marijuana does. It's great.
Yeah, we're here just dissecting the effects of marijuana, doing it with the experts. Well, thank you guys for coming in today. We can see you all weekend, Friday and Saturday, at Comedy Works South at the Landmark. And we're really looking forward to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.